Welcome to the Pet Cancer Vet. I'm Tracy Hotchner, here with my co-host, Dr. Susan Ettinger, a board-certified oncologist who treats dogs and cats with cancer. Dr. Sue's motto is see something, do something, so that cancer can be found early when it's still a treatable disease. The Pet Cancer Vet is a production of Eight Paws LLC and Dr. Sue Cancer Vet PLLC, which are solely responsible for its content. To hear more episodes of this show and other Pet Talk radio shows I co-host with top veterinarians and pet experts, please go to RadioPetLady.com. The Pet Cancer Vet is brought to you by Best Pet RX, a unique compounding pharmacy for pets in New York City that can turn any medication for dogs and cats into a custom-flavored oral paste, chewable tablet, or a liquid that your pet will actually like. And Best Pet RX will keep trying formulations at no extra charge and offers same-day delivery in New York City and overnight delivery anywhere else so that your pet can happily take the medicine she needs to get well and stay well. Support for this show also comes from Precious Cat Litter, owned by Dr. Elsie, a feline-only veterinarian in Colorado who has created many innovative litters for the health of all members of the family, with low-dust litters that allow everyone to breathe easier. Precious Cat's newest health monitor litter has raised the bar for preventive health because it can detect the early signs of kidney disease, allowing you to intervene before kidney damage is done, increasing the quality and length of your kitty cat's life. Dr. Sue, you have gone across the country with your message of see something, do something, why wait, aspirate. And you talk about lumps the size of a pea. And I'd love to talk about that because most people notice lumps on their dogs when they're maybe the size of a golf ball, maybe the size of an orange or a tangerine. A pea is very small. And I think that your whole message to dog owners of prevention or early detection and early treatment is kind of getting missed because people and their vets are ignoring pea-sized bumps. So can we talk about where you came up with that size and some stories maybe of why when a pea was a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, the inspiration for the program, which is called See Something, Do Something, Why Wait, Aspirate, was me messing up, to be honest. I had a wonderful head technician at the time on my service, Amanda, and her white old pity, about 10 years old, had multiple medical issues. He was Addisonian. He had had an MRI for some knuckling issues. He had an arrhythmia.
What's knuckling? Hang on. What's knuckling?
So he was sort of like stumbling over his own feet, and they did an MRI looking for something in his spinal cord, but never found it. But Smokey came to the hospital on a regular basis, sometimes just for visits on long days and sometimes for other medical issues. My husband, the internist there, like I said, he was Addisonian, so he was on low-dose steroids because his adrenal glands didn't make the steroids his body needed. But Smokey had lots of medical issues. He also had a bunch of lumps and bumps, and we aspirated them on a regular basis, and they were always benign lipomas, so those benign fatty tumors that we don't get too worried about in dogs. She found another lump a couple of years ago, and she said, I'm going to bring Smokey in. I said, okay, great. She brought him in. We got crazy busy in the clinic, and I didn't get to Smokey's aspirate to collect some cells from his lump. She didn't worry. I didn't worry. And we said, oh, just bring him back, you know, sometime soon. A couple of weeks later, she brings him in, and when I aspirate it, it's not another benign fatty tumor. And it turned out to be a malignant connective tissue tumor. And he ended up having surgery. It needed to be a huge surgery because these tumors have very root-like projections, like a root of a tree or tentacles, you know, coming out from an octopus. So they really extend very far into the surrounding tissues beyond the lump that, you know, we all feel. So he needed a big surgery where the surgeon moved a flap of tissue and it broke down and he had drains. And it was a really long recovery, but he did recover. But the point of the story is I really felt horrible. I felt like I had failed Smokey and I had failed Amanda because here is a dog that we see all the time, comes into the clinic owned, you know, by a technician, you know, under the care of a cancer specialist. And we both got complacent because all of his other lumps and bumps had been benign. So I went back to my books because I figured I forgot something really important. And the problem is there are no current guidelines for how big a mass should be and how long it needs to be on a cat or dog before we do something about it. So that's what the point of the program is. If your dog or cat has a lump or bump that's the size of a pea, and has been there 1 month, we want you to go to your general practitioner vet and get an aspirin.
Well, you know, it's great of you to be so forthcoming about your own sense of having failed, but obviously you failed in a medical storm. I mean, Dr. Donna on the Expert Vet on the Radio Pet Lady Network has talked about a very similar situation. I think it was a toy poodle, and that one had Cushing's disease and three other things, and they totally missed cancer because they were so focused on other things, and it got under the door, in a sense, or however, whatever the metaphor might be. I think it's very nice of you to say that, but probably unlikely that, well, I guess it's important that we all take responsibility for things we've missed, but it wasn't for lack of looking. I think the thing that's confusing to people is that so many vets say to owners, don't worry about that. And I have to tell you, Dr. Patrick did this on the Holistic Vet Show, and I was pretty steaming mad because he said, well, when my patients call up, I tell them, if it's soft and it moves around, don't worry. I'm like, hello, did you never listen to the Pet Cancer Vet? you know, and the PSA that was in the Dog Film Festival and will continue to travel the country as part of you being with the VCA hospitals and having created this See Something, Do Something campaign, as you point out, you don't have X-ray fingers and you don't have X-ray eyes. Talk a little bit about this issue, leaving aside the size of the lump, but this... We'll take a quick break when we come back. And this is to say, even Dr. Patrick, whose own dog has had remission of a serious cancer, is telling people, oh, don't worry about that lump, as opposed to come right in and let me aspirate it. And how big is it? Oh, my goodness, a pea. And it's been there a month. Come right in. And he's not telling them that. We're going to take a break when we come back. Let's make this clear to people. It could be really life-saving. This show is brought to you with the generous support of Nordic Naturals, omega-3 fish oil products that provide dogs and cats with the same premium quality omega-3 fish oils as for people. Research shows that even the best diets are deficient in the essential fatty acids found in omega-3 oils. Nordic Naturals uses responsibly sourced, healthy wild fish and uses third-party testing to guarantee purity and freshness in their oils. This show is also supported by WikiWags, male doggy diapers with a belly band that wraps around your boy dog's belly with a disposable absorbent pad. For male dogs of any size who have been peeing indoors, urine marking, excitability, incontinence, and house training issues, these are the problems WikiWags solves. WikiWags.com. That's www.wikiwags.com, where you'll find the relief you've been looking for. We're back. Dr. Sue, what about this problem of, you know, I used to have a, when I used to, early on in the Holistic Vet Show, I had Dr. Sean Messonnier as my co-host, and he was so mad at other vets in general who said, let's just wait and watch. He said, what? Wait and watch cancer grow? It made him just steam come out of his ears.
I agree.
And I agree. And I think we need to have more indignation and more sense that people get the point. It is urgent not to wait and watch cancer grow.
You know, but part of the problem is, Tracy, is that there has not been good guidelines. And so that's what this program will do. It will create a standard of care. But, you know, my mom, you know, has a bunch of Labradors, and she knows about the program, and she'll send me a text picture now, and she'll say, look what I just found. What is it? And I go, Mom, you got to go to the vet and have them do an aspirin. Nobody, not even a cancer specialist, you're right. It doesn't matter how soft it is, how firm it is, how deeply attached it is or freely movable it is. None of those things matter, because I have dogs that come to see me and I feel some of their masses and I'm like, oh, I bet you this one's a lipoma. And then I aspirate it and it's a mast cell tumor. So none of us ever know. I recently, you know, a local veterinarian wanted me to do the aspirate, and you'll almost laugh at the story. So this dog came in, relatively young dog. Her name's escaping me at the moment, but she had this mass, and I'm measuring it and documenting it and getting everything. And, oh, I felt this other mass on the bottom of her chest. And I said, oh, I bet you that one's a lipoma. But I aspirated them both and sent them to the lab. And the one that everybody was concerned about, the reason the dog came to see me, was a lipoma. The one that we found at the appointment and that I actually thought was the mast cell tumor. So nobody can feel a mass, look at her mass, and know what it is. And that's why it's so important. to go back to the pea size, I was really looking for something about 1 centimeter.
Yes.
Because, and you know, it really depends on where it is and the size of the dog, right? If a dog on the, you know, like on the side of his body wall, you know, has a 1 or 2 centimeter mass, even if it's a malignant tumor, the surgeon's going to be able, or the general practitioner and vet's going to be able to remove that with nice margins so that normal rim of tissue around the tumor to prevent it from coming back. But put that on a cat face or down on a leg, you know, by the wrist, the carpus, and it's going to be really hard as those tumors get bigger. So we went small because I feel like let's find them when they're small. It gives us more wiggle room. But what most people don't realize is that a pea or a centimeter is half the size of a penny. So really, really small. I really want early detection because early detection, not only will it save lives, it's going to save money because we'll remove it with maybe just a surgery, no radiation afterwards, you know, hopefully no chemo afterwards. And the other thing that I tell people all the time, because cancer's scary, right?
Yes.
You know, I find a lump on my dog. I don't really want to think about it. Well, we'll just think about it maybe in a week or two, and then a week becomes a month, becomes 2 months. But even malignant tumors of the skin and the tissues under the skin, most malignant tumors can be cured with surgery if we find them when they're small. So let's find them when they're small, find out what they are, and then make the first surgery the only surgery that the pets need.
Well, you had the story of Smokey and feeling bad, and Dr. Donna had it about the toy poodle. We're going to take another quick break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you a story of me being so happy, relieved, proud to have actually gone in with a pea-sized little lump on the side of my blue Weimaraner, Billy Blue. And I'll tell you the good outcome. It was cancer, but I'll tell you the good outcome, and it really speaks to your message directly. We'll be right back after this quick word from a sponsor. The Radio Pet Lady Network is brought to you in part by Spot Platinum, an allergy test to determine which elements in your dog's environment or diet may be causing his scratching or licking. Spot Platinum can detect allergies for which they can make a USDA-approved oral spray custom-tailored to your dog's specific needs to control his symptoms. Spot Platinum is a privately owned company that has done more than 500,000 allergy tests over 25 years. For more information, visit them on the web at vetallergy.com. Support for this show also comes from VaxaCheck, a simple test done right in your vet's office to discover whether your dog or puppy is protected from the deadly core diseases or needs revaccination. Shelters can use VaxaCheck on new arrivals to separate healthy dogs from unprotected ones and avoid unnecessarily over-vaccinating dogs. VaxaCheck for your dog's safety and your peace of mind. And VaxaCheck for cats is coming soon. Dr. Sue, I'm sure I've mentioned Billy Blue before on the show, but it's always struck me throughout my dog life since I was neurotic. At the time, I called myself neurotic because my lovely six-year-old Rottweiler, I had just had to put him to sleep because he had long bone cancer and he was not a candidate for an amputation. And at any minute, his bone, in theory, could have broken, and I couldn't bear the idea of that happening to him. So I was pretty freaked out about cancer at the time, having just lost a female Weimaraner to something that may have been stomach cancer back in the days when no one even told you these things could be fully diagnosed or properly treated. Not so many days ago, by the way, we're talking like 15 years, not the dark ages. So I've lost Yogi Bear, the Roddy, and there's Billy Blue with this lump on his side. It was the size of a petite pea, the more costly ones when you buy them as peas.
Mm-hmm.
So I go into my doctor, Dawn, and I said, Dawn, I know I'm just being neurotic because we just lost Yogi Bear, but would you mind just putting a needle in this? And she goes, you know, it's not going to be anything, but of course I'll put your mind at rest. No worries. And it came back suspicious looking. So she sent it off to a lab. That's what you need to do, right? When the aspirate comes back not looking like just pure fat cells. I think she did a small biopsy. I can't call it a punch biopsy because the thing was too small. She took a little piece of the tissue as well. However you do that, you guys are vets, I don't know. It came back as mast cell, and I know that there's grades and stages, and it was a 2. Sounded bad to me because 1 sounded better to me. and she did the surgery, and it was not insubstantial. I mean, this thing, which was a petite pea, it was a big cut. And as you point out, once they get in there, they have to take away everything and get a clean margin. But that dog never had any other follow-up from it. he'd never died of that. I mean, he lived for years and years and years. And there I was calling myself neurotic. So it really wasn't. It was being cautious. And it was before there was you with your great message. People can save their dog's lives by getting the pea-sized lump dealt with, looked at. And of course, would we rather see a lumpy dog and go, they're probably all just fatty tumors? Or would we rather, you know, check every last one? Talk about the body map. Is it VCA or somebody has this great body map so your vet can mark the tumors that have already, or the lumps and bumps that have already had a needle put in them?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly don't know where the original body map came from. You know, when a vet submits a sample to a lab on a biopsy submission form, there is a little body map, and that's probably where they came from.
Oh, I'll be darned.
You know, and because you're supposed to mark where on the dog or the cat the sample came from. The problem is they're very two-dimensional, so it's looking at the dog from the top and the bottom.
It looks like a frog that's been run over by a car.
Right, exactly. Just splat, you know, yeah. Very flat, you know, flat Stanley of dogs. And so the body map is to help us, and I love to have them in the medical records, you know, so you can look back and be like, oh, I aspirated this mass, and it was this size, you know, 6 months ago, and it was a lipoma. Or this one, we went to the lab, and that, you know, that's the scar where we took out a mast cell.
Right.
So I have some dogs like Bruno, who I just posted on my Facebook page, who had his first mast cell tumor in 2006 and has had multiple mast cell tumors since. Has also a year and 4 months ago amputated for osteosarcoma.
Whoa. What kind of dog is Bruno?
He's a mastiff. He's now a 13-and-a-half-year-old mastiff.
Wait a minute. You never know the age of dogs. And 13-and-a-half is unheard of for a mastiff. That's like...
Because Bruno just rechecked last week. And
wow.
I was like, how old is Bruno now? So you're right. I do never know. But I'm trying to get better.
But I must say, that's an incredible age for a mastiff.
Right. And he's out over the median survival time for osteosarcoma, which is a year. He's out a year and 4 months.
Wow.
But about, I want to say, 5 months after we did the amputation, when he was on chemo, he had a hind limb amputation for the bone tumor. We found another mass on the now only back leg. And I thought for sure, oh, this is going to be another mast cell tumor. But I aspirated it, and it turned out to be a soft tissue sarcoma, that connective tissue tumor.
No.
That Smokey had. And the owners were really hesitant at that point because they didn't have a good feel of how he was going to do with his osteosarcoma. So we kind of kept a very close eye. And when I mean keep an eye on it, not the go home and I measured it at his appointments every 3 weeks. And as it got bigger and he was out further and further, he went back and he had the surgery. And so, you know.
Wow.
He has had a lot of tumors, but when people say, you know, there's no point in treating, why keep doing it? I mean, this is, you know, a really good example of multiple tumors, super vigilant, fantastic owners. And along the way, we've taken off some benign things as well, and some benign plasma cell tumors. But, you know, early detection can save lives and animals can live longer. And the great thing about every surgery that Bruno's ever had for his skin masses is we found them small, and he never needed an additional surgery to clean up the margins. He never needed radiation because we left microscopic cells, because we found them early. The surgeon knew what it was before he or she removed it, and it was just a surgery. Lots of surgeries over the years, but again, I'm talking, you know, this is 9 years that Bruno, since he's had his first
tumor.
Wow. 9 years.
Well, and you know, for many people, they might think that would be the whole lifespan of a mastiff. For a
exactly.
lot of mastiffs, 9 or 10 is the outer limit of their lifespan. That's a really great example. I think Bruno is the poster child, and Smokey too, in a way, as warnings of what not to leave unlooked at, what not to shrug and go, oh, it's probably another of them there, as opposed to something much worse. And treatment is not deadly by any means. Treatment can extend life with quality of life. And if anybody doesn't have pet insurance yet, I really recommend you get it, because a good pet insurance would cover all those surgeries and all that diagnostic. You never know when it's going to hit. I mean, he was a mature dog when he got his first mast cell tumor in 2006. So, you know, if nothing else had been wrong with him, the people would have been paying their premium every month for many years of his life, And I always say to people, don't think of it as money you've wasted. Every month that goes by that you don't have to make a claim means your dog doesn't have something seriously wrong. But when it happens and you don't have, you know, buckets of money or some great line of credit, imagine what the cost would have been aggregate of all those surgeries and the amputation and the diagnostics. But that wouldn't have ever had to be the issue. It clearly wasn't for them for whatever reason. Anyway, they did it. But it's just nice to not have the dollar sign on the exam table, right?
Exactly. I mean, when I'm going through the cost of a procedure or, you know, diagnostic test to, you know, figure out what's going on, and I start to go over the money because that's an unfortunate part of veterinary medicine. Yep. And someone goes, oh, I got insurance. I'm like, oh, good. Whew.
Yes, you know, exactly.
Because we don't have to haggle. We don't have to worry.
Right.
You know, like, you know, and I don't mean haggle like that they're trying to lower it down, but, you know, people are often, they have kids, they have, you know, kids.
Absolutely.
Go to school, mortgages to pay, you know, and things like that. I mean, there's a lot of things, and to be hit, you know, with a couple thousand dollars for surgery, you know,
times five or times nine,
exactly.
You know, it's not just one. And I just do want to say that when I was having a conversation recently on Good Dogs with Gail Watkins, who's one of my co-hosts on the show, is a golden retriever breeder, and one of her young goldens has this, I think it's a brain tumor. I don't know. It's some awful rare condition and had to be driven to Cornell several times. And because she's a breeder, I had assumed, because many breeders have said, it's impossible, we can't afford pet insurance because we have four or five dogs, you know?
I hear that all the time.
But she has it, and she has the same company as me, Healthy Paws, and they paid for everything. So even though I always want to say get pet insurance, but check first, there are all sorts of companies that will say, oh, sorry, we can't do Mastiffs because they're prone to X. Oh, too bad you can't do that because, you know, I don't know, their tail wagged left instead of right. I have to tell you, a lot of them are very naughty companies. Too much fine print, too many things. They go, that's not covered, that's not covered, that's not covered. If you bring a dog or a cat to Healthy Paws, even at age 10, they look at the whole medical record, and they note whatever has already been wrong with that dog or cat. Anything that has not already been a pre-existing condition, they will cover. So I don't get any, I'm not in the insurance selling business. And you've all listened to the shows. They aren't a sponsor because they just don't do advertising in that way. But I really do think it's important to know. That way, if something's the size of a pea and you want to get it aspirated, don't be scared for the bad news. Because if you have pet insurance and it's bad news, that won't be part of the bad news, right?
Exactly.
The good news will be we'll just deal with it. Dr. Sue, thank you so much for this. And I hope that for everybody, any lumps in your life are only pea-sized and don't let them get any bigger than that, at least not for a whole month, okay? Thanks for listening. And follow Dr. Sue on Dr. Sue Pet Cancer Vet. She has a great blog and a wonderful website. Thank you, Sue.
Thank you.